welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Dr. Bill, this has been a great show. We've talked about staycation, staying right at home and having great food and watching movies, inviting people over and just having a nice staycation.
We did. We talked about places where in Gainesville you can go get some great food at and maybe bring some of that food home for your staycation as well, such as Atlanta Highway Seafood Market.
Well, you know, I really like the idea of going there and grabbing some great food and just bringing it back to the house. And even if you're not having a actual formal staycation, it's just great food to just stop by there and pick up some and bring it home with you.
That it is. And we, you know, we also talked about things happening on Sapelo Island and staying at the birdhouse. You didn't mention that deal at the Woodstore Cottage on Sapelo.
Well, what deal is that? Tell me about it.
We have a great deal. The Woodstore Cottage is going for $225 a night. This cottage can sleep from 4 to 6 people. Mm-hmm. And again, it has your golf cart. It has the gourmet kitchen. And again, you get a group of 6 people. It works out to a great deal.
That's a really good deal. So $225 a night. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, $225 for your own private island. That's incredible for a cottage of that quality.
With all of the amenities and everything that you mentioned earlier, too. Now, how many nights? Is there a limit on how many nights? Or is there a minimum? Or how does that work?
Well, usually it's a 2-night minimum. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can take it. And there's also advantages if you stay a week. So the price goes down even more from that point.
And most people usually stay about a week?
People stay about a week, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, great then. That's a really good deal. We'll have to post that on the Travel Bags with Anita website.
Oh, definitely.
Because I'm sure you have it on the Sapelo website.
It's on the Sapelo and Birdhouse website, but we'll definitely put it on the Travel Bags with Anita website.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's coming down on holiday planning time. And, you know, we always advocate here on the show that you should definitely start planning early whenever you're taking a trip, but especially during the holidays, because the holidays can really become quite stressful, very hectic. It's really busy, people coming, people going. If you're taking a flight and if you've ever traveled during the holidays, you know how congested the airport can become with trying to make your way through security as well as finding a place to park and just, you know, getting checked in and all of that. So it can really be a bit of a stressful situation.
Now, the key thing to me is time management, making sure you allow enough time for things to occur.
Well, I know you like to get to the airport early. What's your time for getting to the airport?
I like to be there 2 hours, 1.5 hours before my flight.
2 hours before the flight. Well,
yeah.
Joel's shaking his head, too. Joel, you like 2 hours as well? So my wanting to zip through the airport with the last 15 minutes to spare is not a good thing?
You're on OJ
Simpson. I am definitely not OJ Simpson. I have not had enough orange juice to have me running through the airport. But I'll tell you, I have tried that a time or two, but not recently, because it's a lot more things that you have to do now when you travel. So there must be some ways that we can make things a little bit easier during this time of the year. But you know what comes to mind for me, though, that I think a lot of people don't think about when they think about planning their holiday travel and starting to book, especially flights, and that is connecting time between flights. If you have a stopover and you're not flying a nonstop flight, you really need to think about how much time you have between your flight landing and your next flight taking off.
Now, that's true. You know, you got to think about things like that. You also have to think about whether you're going through security, and those are things that will have to definitely factor into your system.
Well, absolutely. And there are some airports where you may have to go through security again. But for most cases, you're usually more concerned about just whether or not that flight is going to be on time. And you need to allow at least 30 minutes between the time that your flight is supposed to arrive and the time that your next flight is supposed to depart. I really highly recommend really more like 45 minutes for domestic flights, but you definitely need to take into consideration the airport that you're flying into as well, where you'll be transiting, because an airport like Atlanta, if your flight lands at Concourse A, but your next flight is leaving from Concourse D, you really need enough time to be able to make it from one concourse to another. And that also means that you can't stop and grab something to eat, and you may not be able to stop and take a bathroom break either. So just keep in mind, you know, that those connecting flights really can be a little bit tough, and that you want to pay close attention to that as you're booking your flights. That's especially true if you do your own booking online, too. If you use a travel agent, they'll probably point that out to you. But if you're booking online, really pay close attention to those connection times. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
That's true. What about getting an airplane seat, and what about the best seat to get?
Well, do you have a favorite seat?
Yeah, the seat with the fewest people around, and I can stretch my legs.
Well, you know, my favorite seat would be first class, you know, one of those seats that you know, extends out into a bed. That would be my favorite seat. But since that's not going to happen, my next favorite seat is an aisle seat. And I like the aisle seat because I think that's really convenient. I can hop up whenever I want to and stretch my legs and take a walk. Or if I need to take a bathroom break, I can do that as well. But now a lot of people like the window seats so they can look out. But window seats, as well as seats that are by exit doors, can be very, very cold. So if you're booking those seats, especially on flights that are longer, you want to make sure that you take maybe a little lightweight blanket. Because you know most of the airlines now don't have blankets for us, so you may need to bring your own blanket along for that.
That's true, that's true. How about sitting at the emergency exit seats? Those are kind of neat.
I like the emergency exit seats. Now, there again, you're by that cold door that could possibly get cold for you. But the other thing, too, is that if you're bringing carry-on bags, there's nowhere for you to place it under the seat in front of you. So you would need to make sure that you get there in time so you can have your overhead space. And you know how I feel about that. No one taking your overhead space. So you can place your bag somewhere because there's no seat in front of you to stow those bags under. So that's the only little disadvantage of the exit row seats. But the great advantage is you can do just what you were saying. You can really stretch out there, stretch your legs out, and get up when you want to. And there's nothing keeping you from being able to roam around the plane.
How about if you're traveling with small kids and infants?
Well, now that's a really good question, because if you're traveling with small children, those exit row seats may not be available for you, especially if you're traveling with a child that may be in a bassinet or a car seat that you've brought on board. Those seats are not available for small kids. And then small kids that are traveling by themselves, they will not be allowed to sit in those seats either. They'll need someone that's at least 18 years old to sit with them in an extra row seat. But other than that, the rest of the plane, hey, it's open for kids too. So any other thoughts, though, about the, you know, holiday planning?
How about choosing an early flight?
Oh, now that's a good question, but is that something you like to do? Do you like the early flight?
I like the early flights.
Well, see, I knew that's why you were asking me that, because I know you like an early flight. And me, I usually like a later flight, but an earlier flight really does make a lot more sense. And there are a couple of reasons why that is the case. The first reason is that the first flight of the day, or the first couple of flights of the day, are less likely to have delays that are already starting. So say, for instance, you're traveling during the winter, as we are planning to do during Thanksgiving and Christmas time. There's more chances that there would be snow in another location. And although it's not snowing where you're leaving from, the airplane that you're planning to take may be coming from that place where it's snowing, or where there's heavy rain, or where there's storms. And that can cause a delay. So if you take the earlier flights, you're less likely to have that be a problem or a challenge for you. Then also, too, you just get where you're going earlier as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So I like that idea.
Okay. How about travel documents?
Oh, travel documents. Well, you do want to have those with you. You don't want to check those in any type of check bag, so you want those in your carry-on bag. But the thing I like to tell everyone also, too, about your documents is that make extra copies of them just in case you lose or misplace them. This is especially important with things like driver's license and your passport. You want to make sure that you have copies of those so that in case you do lose them or they're misplaced or something, you can easily get them get them replaced if you have a copy of them. And then for itineraries, especially, I know we've done shows on solo traveling, but especially for ladies that may be traveling by themselves, but really anyone, but especially ladies, leave a copy of your itinerary with someone so that they know where you're going and where you're supposed to be. Unfortunately, we live in a time where something can happen. Most likely it won't. But if there are some unforeseen things that take place, at least someone knows where you were supposed to be or where you were going.
I like to do two things. I like to email me a copy of my documents so there's a copy in cyberspace. But I like to have a photographic copy, because if you're a place and there's no Wi-Fi, you may have a problem getting connected. But if you have that photograph copy in your phone, you can always pull that up. It just runs on battery.
You're absolutely right about that. And then an actual hard copy, too, where you have your hands on it, too, is a great idea. So these are great tips. I think we should put those on the website.
I agree.
Well, this has been a great show, Doc Bill. I keep going back to that sandwich, so I hope you're saving me some there. I see you over there still nibbling away, so save me some. Save some.
I may not be able to save you any, but you can definitely get some more for Atlanta at Atlanta Highway Seafood Market.
This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I hope you guys will join us on our next show when we come back with more travel tips, more destinations, and more great travel news for you. Please check out our website and Facebook page, which is Travel Bags with Anita. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.